Close your eyes and cast your minds back to that summer. Before the world grew complicated, before the darkness of these mountains showed its teeth, there was the fort. Here, in this clearing in the woods, you sensed something deeply special, something that called to your blood and bones, the promise of eternal summer, eternal childhood, and eternal joy. It was a sweet promise, and together, you all agreed to answer its call. This was Adelaide's sanctuary. She was the first one who first found this place, who led you through the briars and the brush to this small clearing where the trees still grow around you like arms. Here, the ground is as soft as your grand's quilts, and a peculiar rabbit-shaped rock sits right at the center, holding everything together. Here, in this place you found and built together, you were safe, you were unseen, and you were free. For Adelaide, it was an escape from a home life that was anything but kind. For all of you, it was the place where the wind moved soft through the leaves, where the bark bore the marks of your carved initials, and where you swore you would be best friends forever. It is late afternoon. The fireflies are just starting to blink into the humid air, and the smell of pine and damp earth surrounds you. Adelaide has dirt on her knees and a bright, desperate optimism in her eyes, and she turns to look at you, W.E. For our listeners, before we continue, what we're doing right now is a session zero character building exercise. I'll be asking the players some bonding prompts in character as Adelaide to establish their shared history and bonds during that childhood summer, long before the real horror begins. You know, your mama always packed extra biscuits and ham for us when we go out playing in the woods, and she always made sure I took the leftovers back to my house. Did she? Did she know why my folks never fed me enough? You think she knew? Did you tell her anything about, you know, what it was like back at my house?
When W.E. turns to look at Adelaide in the fading light of this warm spring evening.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hitch in his throat. Never, I mean, he's always thought of Adelaide as a friend, as a someone constant in his life, but in this light, in this moment, in this special place, she looked beautiful, and it catches W.E. off guard as he looks at her. And when she asks him this question, he stammers at first, no disrespect in here, but I think most of the town knows your plight. Just doing what we can to help you out, you know?
You really think the entire town knows? And she kind of has like a raped knee, and maybe for the first time you start to really notice a patch of dirt here, small bruise there, clothes not as clean as you would like. Or as she would like. And the little bit of desperate eating that she does when you guys are sitting on a fallen log and eating this extra food. She goes, I really appreciate it. I do. I just, I guess it's embarrassing.
No, Adelaide, there ain't no need to be embarrassed. I mean, it's tough times for a lot of folks in these areas, but I mean, we look out for one another, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But you're right, I just, look on the bright side is what I always say, and there's that song I like to sing about staying positive, and I'll just keep humming that tune, right?
You're like a constant ray of sunshine, Adelaide.
And thanks, Will.
I swear on my dying breath that as long as I'm around, you'll always have a friend.
And she, like, bumps you with her arm and her shoulder as you guys are eating. Thank you. I just been thinking, I remember that day. A couple years ago, I showed up to the clearing and I had a nasty bruise on my arm, and I tried to tell you, I remember telling you I just fell out of an oak tree, and I could remember in your eyes that you knew it wasn't true, and I knew it wasn't true, but you didn't push it either, and I appreciate that. Instead, you showed me a secret you'd found in the dirt to try and distract me. What was that you showed me?
Yeah, it was, not sure what it was. I think it's an old arrowhead.
Ah,
one of the indigenous folks that lived around here long before we arrived. I always thought, you know, you look at this place and you think, God created all this well before we ever set foot here.
Yeah, that's what my mama says.
Yeah, we're just insects here. We're just passing through.
When you showed me that, it made me feel really good, actually.
I'm glad for that, Adelaide. And, you know, you don't have to be scared of nothing anymore, right? You know, if anything were to happen to you, I just don't know what I'd do.
Don't worry. My daddy's been in a better mood these days, so everything's fine at home. He got a promotion, so, you know, he's been working real hard, so he's been real happy.
Adelaide mentions her father. W just his jaw clenches a little bit and just can just see him tense a little.
Yeah.
You best be treating you right.
Oh, I swear, Will, he is. He is. And you see her trying to... She's messing with her clothes now, covering up her wrists. No, he's fine. Like I said, he got that promotion because he's been working real hard. And Mama says we have to just make sure that after a long day at work, he has his food. And And she looks down at her watch. I gotta go now, actually.
Walk you home?
Oh, yeah, please. Thank you again for the food. My mama will be mighty grateful.
Time, Adelaide. You know, when I start working, I start making some real money. I'll get you something real pretty. Nice. A nice dress or something.
Wow. You don't have to do that. I've been learning how to sew, you know? I'm getting real good at it.
Yeah, you certainly are. But you deserve nothing but the best, Adelaide.
Thank you. Okay. Now, that song I've been practicing, I've been trying to teach it to you, okay? But you gotta sing on key this time, W.
Adelaide, you know I ain't no singer.
Come on. And she starts to hum the tune and is looking at you expectantly.
And W.E. will try his damnedest to hum along, but he sounds more like a dying bear.
Yeah. And you guys continue on to her home as she's like singing the song with you, teaching it to you. And that is where we fade to black.
Hey, you! You don't look familiar. First time in this part of the city? I see that sneer on your face. Better wipe it off before I do it for you. This is home. This is the best place you could ever want to be. Whether or not this is where you meant to end up, you found yourself on a rather fortuitous street. You see that corner building down there? 3 floors up. Lamplight Investigative Services. Friends of mine, you ask. Loaded words you're throwing around this evening. Good people is what they are, though. Not a single one of them will admit to being nice. Something about duty, yada yada. A bunch of BS, if I do say so myself. Who am I? No need to worry your pretty little head about that. I'm sure my name will come up in time. But go. See for yourself. 3 floors up. Gold-gilded sign. As for Mama, don't tell him I sent you. She'll know what to do.
All doors are just windows that we can't see through. You ever think about that?
We provide our patrons with anonymity.
Hello, this is Mama Amoretta speaking.
Lamplight Investigations, a Thirsty Sword Lesbian's noir mystery. Full season available now on QueerPG.
Zeke, you know that your entire group, you two were the only ones who knew that the fort just wasn't a place to play for me. It was the only place I actually felt safe. Do you remember that night things got so bad at my house that I ran away? And we snuck away out to sleep in the clearing together. What was that thing we heard? Prowling outside our circle that kept us up all night?
If I remember correctly, yeah, we were out in the clearing right by the stream, and we kept hearing the sounds of something with big old wings rustling in the trees, but my family's dog, Queenie, she was with us, so she kind of would growl and keep alert for the two of us while we tried to relax. And we knew if Queenie was laying down and her big old nose was in the dirt, we knew we were safe.
I remember being scared that night, but for a bunch of reasons.
Yeah, I could tell you were tense. And so tried to teach you how to skip rocks right on the stream there. And that was all about the way you curved your arm before you throw. And it's all right if you don't get it right the first, second, hell, 12th time. Once you get that one skip, yeah, it did.
It did take a while. I'm not real dexterous.
Being dexterous ain't got nothing to do with it. It's all about tenacity. It's all about just trying, even if you don't do so well. Like my daddy would say, success isn't how... If you ain't born with it, you gotta make it. And sometimes you gotta suck ass at something before it becomes a success.
I never really understood that.
Yeah, I didn't question it too often, but there was something to it. I mean, you hammer a rock with another rock long enough, it becomes sharp. I guess your mind could kind of be like that.
Your daddy, Mr. Green, I hate to admit this, but there are some times that I wish that I'm going to go to hell to say this, actually.
Well, you're in the sacred circle, lady. You can say what you want. You know me. My words stay in here like a lockbox. And he animates, like, throwing a key, like the whole locking his mouth and throwing away the key very comically to try to get a laugh out of her.
I love my daddy, I do, but there's many times where I wish that Mr. Green was my daddy. I'm gonna go to hell.
He takes her hand and puts a perfectly smooth rock to skip with in her hand. You're gonna go to hell for having a wish.
I think it's just, I can't have thoughts like that. I gotta stay positive, you know? And
yeah, and listen, I know your daddy's a real piece of work, but and I get it. You gotta love your family no matter what, but that don't mean you gotta like them. So ain't nothing wrong with, you know, wishing there were things were different, thinking you got better, you know, hand dealt to you in life, but we do what we can. And honestly, if we don't complain about the things we don't like, it's just going to bottle up like a soda pop and then explode all over. And then you're sticky and messy and you got to clean it up and everyone's looking at you.
She says, you know what? You're right. Okay. I'm going to say it. He's a real nincompoop. And then she covers her mouth with her hand.
Zeke gives that a big old belly laugh. Is that the worst you can say, nincompoop?
I can't believe I just said that.
And I think the laughter like wakes up Queen, like wakes up the dog Queenie from her nap. She kind of like rushes over and kind of. I think Queenie is like an older. She's a like a dark brown with black patches shepherd dog, and she kind of like puts her head on your lap. On Adelaide's lap, and kind of expects to be pet for waking her up.
Yeah, she starts to pet her. Oh, that's a good girl.
Well, Queenie.
That felt real good.
See, I told you. It's all right to vent, and hell, having the fort and the clearing with you, me, W, and the rest, it's good to have that place to release some of that. Whew. Otherwise, you're just going to have a mess everywhere. No one wants a mess.
No one wants a mess. Especially not in Miles. No mess. Okay. Wow. I feel real good. Okay.
And now that you feel good and loose?
Yeah.
Try the throw one more time.
Okay. You see a look of determination on her face. Gets the wrist just right. It goes to toss. And it does like two skips, which is one more than the last one. Oh, look at that. It's not as much as yours. You got like 7 or 8 one time, but...
Yeah, but that's also 7 or 8 years of sucking ass at this.
Okay. Wow. Do you remember before... There was a summer where everything went wrong, and we made a promise in the middle of this here clearing. I made you both, you and W, swear that no matter what happened when we grew up, we'd always protect each other, never turn out like those mean, cruel folks in town.
Heck yeah, I do.
We sealed that promise together, you remember it, and...
Yeah.
There is something we put under that rabbit-shaped rock. What was that?
Right. I remember. We heard from some of the older kids about, you know, doing little blood pacts. Like, we kind of both, like, took a thorn from a roses, kind of nicked their thumbs a little bit, and then just kind of put a little, like, little heart shape to kind of know that, like...
Yeah.
And I put mine on the left side, you put yours on the right. That way we know that's the right rabbit rock.
Yeah. And then...
Sealed with blood of friendship.
Right, and then Will, he kind of haphazardly put his thumb in the middle of ours, and it looked a little bit weird, but I was happy that he did.
And look, he was a little more sore about the fact that I pricked his finger without him knowing.
Yeah. I remember you said you were going to count to 3, and then you did it on 2.
That's the only way you get that man to do anything. Love him to death, but...
Yeah.
Sometimes he just tries to pickle his way out of things.
I just remember that that was a summer where I realized that you can choose your family. And I didn't know that before.
It's a hell of a wonderful thing to learn.
It was. Well, I'm glad you're my friend.
The pleasure, honor, and joy is mine as well. Miss okay, Adelaide. Now,
thank you. You remember that song I've been teaching you both?
How could I forget? And I think opposite. I think Zeke knows it pretty well and confidently sings it, but he might be a little tone deaf. So like it's not the melody isn't perfect, but he knows the words.
I think a little is an understatement. I think it's wildly off key, but she like yeah. is just so happy that you're with the gusto that you're singing it with, so she doesn't mind. Yeah. And as the sun begins to set, and you guys continue to skip rocks, you continue to sing for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. I think Queenie howls in on tune as well, better than I do.
And we fade to black.
I feel like I'm setting myself up for something horrible. But
that's ain't that sometimes just dramatic horror? And,
yep, isn't and that?
Ain't that just the way?
Ain't that just the way?